Marco Rubio hammers Val Demings for taxpayer-funded abortions, she brought the government into the room. By Paul Bois on October 18, 2022. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, hammered his Democrat opponent Congresswoman Val Demings for her abortion extremism during the U.S. Senate debate on Tuesday, specifically for her support of taxpayer-funded abortions. When questioned about whether or not he supports exceptions for abortions, he noted that he has always supported federal abortion bans that provide exceptions regardless of his personal pro-life positions. Demings, however, diverted to talking points about protecting women's rights to choose when asked if she would support any restrictions. Rubio hit his peak moment when he hammered Demings on her support for taxpayer-funded abortions, charging that she brought the government into the room, thereby forcing the American people to pay for something they may not otherwise support. "The extremist on abortion in this campaign is Congresswoman Demings," he said. "She supports no restrictions, no limitations of any kind. She's against a 4-month ban, she voted against a 5-month ban. She supports taxpayer-funded abortion on demand for any reason at any time up until the moment of birth. That's what she supports, that's the extreme position here." Demings often deflected by saying she supports abortion up until the time of viability without ever giving a definition for when viability begins. "That's the vague language they all give," Rubio said. "And then they talk about the doctor and the family. Let me tell you also who is in that room, that abortion room, the government is in that room. She brought them in there. She wants the taxpayer to pay for that abortion. That's government involvement. Not just for that abortion, but abortions all over the world. All over the world. That's extreme. That's radical."